Welcome to Jack Haley's Log Cabin Jamboree. The Log Cabin Jamboree, brought to you by the makers of Log Cabin Syrup, America's favorite and largest selling fine table syrup. With its rich, real maple flavor that gives your pancakes, waffles, and all such foods that final touch of deliciousness. And now let me ask you, have you and your family been eating those gulp-and-run breakfasts? I mean, having just orange juice, coffee, and toast and calling that a breakfast? Or are you joining the thousands of families who've begun to eat a real breakfast, a breakfast that really makes you feel better, helps you do better work, because you've got more snap and go? Morning, you know, is the time you need to store up energy for the day, energy that can come only from eating a real breakfast. And the kind of real breakfast most families like best is pancakes or waffles made extra delicious with Log Cabin syrup. Just take a vote in your own family and see if they don't agree. So try having a real breakfast yourself. Have pancakes or waffles and Log Cabin syrup at least twice a week. See how much better you feel. What did they do when Columbus said the world was round?
They all laughed.
What did they do when the Wright brothers said they could fly?
They all laughed.
What did they do when Edison talked about recording sound?
They all laughed.
What did they do when Jack Haley came on the air? And here he comes now, Jack Haley.
Thank you. Well, Warren, tonight's the last broadcast of this series. And I want to tell you, this has been the happiest 26 weeks I've ever had. And I'll be back again soon.
Well, what are you going to do in the interim?
Well, besides my pictures, I'm making some personal appearances in the leading theaters throughout the country.
Is that so?
Yes, and I'm being sponsored by the National Fire Prevention Society.
Well, what's the idea, Jack?
Well, it seems they want to prove that the theaters can be emptied in a few minutes.
But it has all been very pleasant, Jack.
Yes, it has, Warren. Remember the first night we went on the air?
I'll say. You walked up to the microphone with a breezy manner. You received a gale of applause. Your first joke got a cyclone of laughs.
Yeah, now I'm gone with the wind.
But, Jack...
Now, wait a minute, Warren. You've got to admit that I was a hit.
Well...
Why, after I told my first joke, the people were in the aisles.
Yeah, but they couldn't get out. The doors were locked.
Oh, hello, Wendy.
Hello, Jack.
Wendy, I'm going to miss your smiling face every Saturday night.
Oh, thank you, Jack.
What are you going to do, Wendy?
Well, before I make my next picture, I'm taking a trip to England.
Who are you going with?
An earl.
An earl?
Uh-huh.
Wendy.
When I came over here, I met a lovely earl on the boat. And halfway over on the trip, I met another earl.
Oh.
And I started keeping company with him. But then the third earl...
Wait a minute. You must change your earl every 1,000 miles. Oh, hello, Virginia.
Oh, hello, Jack.
Virginia, are you going to miss me?
Well, not only you. I'm going to miss the saxophone player, the drummer, the first violinist, and even Warren Hall.
Have you been out with all of them?
Sure.
Four, all told?
No, the drummer kept his mouth shut.
Well, Virginia, what are you going to do for the next few weeks?
Well, you won't know me, Jack. I'm going down south to my aunt's estate and do nothing but dance from morning till night. Nothing but dance, dance, dance.
Nah, that's what I call the real Virginia.
No, Jack, that's the Virginia real.
Boy, oh boy, am I exhausted from sending out an SAS. You mean SOS, Ted?
No, SAS. Send a sponsor.
Well, Ted, I'm sure going to miss you.
Yes, Jack, I'm going to miss everybody, too. I'm going to miss the boys in the band. I'm going to miss telling all the jokes with you. I'm going to miss. I'm going to miss your smiling countenance.
Yeah. And you're going to miss missing those lines, too. Well, what are you going to do, Ted, until our new show opens? Have you any prospects?
I'm going to merge my band with Ted Lewis's band.
You're going to merge your band with Ted Lewis's?
Yep. You know the old saying, two Teds are better than one? What are you doing, Jack?
I'm just thinking. You know, Ted, I was thinking about how lucky you and I have been.
There he goes.
No, I mean, we've been standing up here telling these jokes for 26 weeks and no casualties. You know what a casualty is?
Sure.
What? Never mind. Go ahead. Take it from there.
You know, Jack?
What?
I've always had one ambition, to be a writer. And I figure this is a good opportunity. So I wrote a check. I wrote a sketch for next week.
You wrote a sketch for next week?
Yes, it's all about horse racing.
Horse racing? Ted, what are you talking about? We're not on the air next week.
I know it. It's called They're Off.
Play, Ted. Ted.
Yes, Jack.
Ted, for the first time since you've been with this show, I can truthfully say that tonight you and your orchestra are finished musicians.
Well, if that's the case, Jack, I can say you're a finished comedian, too.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'll let you in on something, Ted. I've already advertised in the newspapers for a new sponsor.
You have, Jack?
Yeah. Here's a copy of the ad. Read it, Ted.
For rent, one radio comedian, one handsome announcer, one English actress, one female vocalist, one combination orchestra leader, and humorist. That must mean me.
That's right. Half musician and half wit. That's you. All right, go ahead, Ted. Your turn.
Inquire, Jack Haley, NBC Studio.
That's right.
Gee, that's a swell idea. Advertising for a sponsor.
I know it, Ted. Now all I have to do is sit and back and wait. I wouldn't be surprised. Come in.
Mr. Haley, I've come in answer to your ad for a sponsor.
Oh, that's swell, mister. If you hire me, you'll find me very loyal to your product.
Are you sure?
Certainly. When I worked on Maxwell House Showboat, all I ever drank was Maxwell House coffee.
Uses log cabin syrup.
Well, that's fine, Mr. Haley. If you show the same loyalty to our product, you're hired.
Why, sure I will. What is your product?
Mickey Finn.
That was a knockout. Hello?
Haley, I'm from the Minchester Rifle Company.
Minchester Rifle Company?
Yes, I'm calling up in answer to your ad. I've been listening to your show for a long time, and I've had my eye on you.
You mean you'd like to have me plug your product?
No, I'd like to have my product plug you.
Sometimes I think that I'm... Come in.
Are you Haley?
Yes, sir.
Well, we may want to use you as a guest artist in our show. You think he looks all right, Joe?
Yeah, Charlie, he looks okay. Let me see your profile, Haley.
Like this?
Gee, Charlie, he's great. He'd be the most natural thing we ever had on our show.
That's swell, fellas, but what show do you want me for?
Ripley's, Believe It or Not.
Ted, I'm getting discouraged. If something doesn't happen... Oh, come in. Ah, this fellow looks like a prospect to get us on the air. Excuse me, mister. Did you come here to hear an airing?
I didn't come here to tear a herring.
Then what did you come here for?
Well, I'm from O'Brien, Shapiro and O'Brien.
Are you Shapiro?
Could be.
What can I do for you?
I need a very good radio program to sell my cheese.
Yes?
So I'm hiring you.
Did you hear anything drop?
Yes, that's what you said.
Tell me, Mr. Shapiro. Tell me, Mr. Shapiro, has your cheese been on the market before?
Oh, yeah, ma'am.
Did it move?
No, but all my neighbors moved.
Sounds as though your cheese is very distinctive.
Distinctive? Could be.
What kind of cheese do you sell?
What do I sell? In my line, I sell cream cheese, head cheese, Swiss cheese, apologies, cheesels, weasels, beezels, and measles, cheesecakes, hotcakes, pancakes, stomachaches, cheese, peas, peas, and cheese. Slim boys, ham boys, thin boys, side boys, gin for, dick for, three for, deep for, cheer boys, for, picking and headed, phones, bones, cones, and loans. I missed a line.
Mr. Shapiro, if you want to have a really good air show... Quiet. If you want to have a really good air show, I need plenty of background as far as music and assistants are concerned.
Look, look, look how he's worrying. Listen, my cute comical caper, Coderapel. I'm asking you, is it bad if I give you a 100-piece symphony orchestra?
Gee.
Is it bad if I give you $25,000 a broadcast?
Oh, gosh.
Is it bad if I give you a supporting cast of 200 people?
Gee, are you going to give me all that?
No, but is it bad?
You think I'll do all right on the cheese program?
You ought to be sensational on my program.
What makes you say that?
Ham and cheese always goes good together.
I'll get you a great show, Mr. Shapiro, with plenty of guest stars.
Guest stars? What's that?
Guests. Stars will appear on your program, like Clark Gable, Carol Lombard, Robert Taylor.
I can get Clark Gable, Lombard, and Taylor?
Yes.
Goodbye.
Wait a second. Where are you going?
Well, if I can get all those stars, who the heck needs you?
Virginia Barrel sings one of the loveliest songs Jerome Kern ever wrote, My Bill from Showboat.
To dream that I would discover the perfect lover someday. I knew I'd recognize him if ever he came round my way. I always used to fancy then he'd be one of those godlike kind of men with a giant brain and a noble head like the heroes bold in the book I read. But along came Bill, who's not the type at all. You'd meet him on the street and never notice him. His form and face, his manly grace, is not the kind that you would find in a statue. Oh, I can't explain, it's surely not his brain that makes me thrill. I love him because he sparkles more, because he's just my Bill. Yes, he's just my Bill, an ordinary boy, though he hasn't got a thing that I can brag about. Oh, and yet to be upon his knee, so comfy and roomy, feels natural to me. Oh, I can't explain, it's surely not his brain that makes me thrill. Ah, but I love him because he's, I don't know, because he's just my beast.
That was lovely, Virginia. And now, Warren Howell.
Thanks, Jack. Friends, of course, you all know the saying, nothing ventured, nothing gained, nothing tried, something missed. Well, on this very point, I want you to hear a letter we've received from Mrs. Harry Richmond, 1 Norwood Avenue, Albany, New York. Mrs. Richmond says,
my husband and I are on the other side of middle age. And though we don't like to think so, perhaps we're beginning to get a little settled in our ways. Don't try new things as often as we used to. Well, one thing we've always been fond of in our house is pancakes and waffles and syrup. And we have them pretty often. For years, I've served them with a certain kind of syrup. Just never thought about trying any other. Then one night not long ago, sitting at the radio, we heard you tell about log cabin syrup. It must have made my husband's mouth water, because he said to me, why don't we try that log cabin syrup? Well, I sent out that same evening and got some log cabin, and we used it Sunday morning. And we think all you say is true about that rich, extra real maple flavor. I just thought you'd like to know we didn't know what we were missing.
Well, that made me wonder if a lot of you who haven't tried log cabin syrup know what you're missing. Know how extra tempting log cabin can make your pancakes, waffles, French toast, and so on. You see, log cabin is a blend of 3 fine sugars, Canadian and Vermont maples, and pure southern cane. That's what gives log cabin its distinctive real maple flavor, its appetizing color, and its just right consistency. So if you haven't tried log cabin syrup, get some and see if you too haven't been missing something. Something you'll like. Log cabin syrup.
Oh, Virginia.
Yes, Jack.
Virginia, you certainly look beautiful in your new outfit.
Gee, thanks, Jack. And isn't it strange, the strange little change that comes with a few new clothes, huh? And isn't it odd how people will nod whenever you strike a pose? I'm like Cinderella tonight, and you are my fella tonight. When we appear, we're certain to hear a series of ahs and ohs.
Oh, the music will blare, the people will stare the moment they see us anywhere. I'll bet they'll think we're Lord and Lady, who's this?
I'll bet. And I can picture just how the waiters will bow. We're liable to be a social wow. I'll bet they'll bet we're Lord and Lady, who's this?
We'll be rubbing elbows with the best society. And when we do, they'll observe some hidey-hidey they never knew.
We'll be happy until the music is still. But baby, when they present the bill, I hope they think we're Lord and Lady Hoosies.
On such a night when we are dressed right, let's join high society.
Okay, Jack, and let's crash a party, a Hollywood party. We'll both be celebrities.
You'll be Cinderella tonight, and I'll be off fella tonight.
And when we appear, remember, my dear, we're British nobility.
Quiet, here we are.
Good evening, sir. And whom shall I say is calling?
We say that, well, Lord and Lady, who's this?
Very good, sir. Announcing Lord and Lady Hoosis.
Woo, Lord and Lady Hoosis. How nice of you to drop in at my little party.
Oh, we were just passing by and thought we'd say hello.
Here's the truth.
Quiet. She thinks we're Lord and Lady Hoosis. Oh, we are rubbing elbows with the best society. They think we're high hats, too.
Woo-hoo.
You must act with more propriety, or we'll be through.
We'll be happy until the music is still. But if they find out our title is new,
we'll be kicked out with our Lord and Lady Hoosis.
That was Virginia Bell and yours truly singing Lord and Lady Hoosis. Now, ladies and gentlemen, in the past, I've received many requests to repeat one of the highlights of this present series of broadcasts. And this being the last broadcast in this series, I shall again tell the story of my father's uncle on his mother's side, Horatio Secret Service O'Haley, entitled The Policeman Was on His Feet All Day, or The Case of the Howling Dogs.
Hey, Freddy!
Freddy.
Freddy!
Our story opens in the offices of the Department of Criminal Inspection in New York, and Horatio Secret Agent O'Haley jumps into it, tightened and a bit tense.
Well, Haley, I finally caught up with you.
Yeah. Why, I never expected to see you again.
I come a long way to square this debt.
Yeah? Well, what are you going
to
do?
I'm going to give it to you right now.
All right. Go ahead. Go ahead. Give it to me.
Here you are. Here's the $2 I owe you.
Thanks, Joe. Any other time you want it, just come around.
By the way, the chief's due any minute.
Yeah, here comes the chief now.
Hello, boys.
Hi, chief.
Hi, chief.
Hey, now listen here, men. The DA's on my neck, and he wants a report on our crime cleanup. Tell me, how did you do with the East Side counterfeiters?
We cleaned them out, chief.
That's fine. How about the West Side mob?
We cleaned them out, too, chief.
Good. How did you do with that gang of crap shooters?
They cleaned us out.
I told you not to shoot it out with them.
Say, chief, it's getting pretty bad in this town. The mobsters have warned us to steer clear of their rackets. Come in.
Listen, you guys, this is the last warning. I'm going to turn on the heat.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm just the janitor.
There goes the phone, chief. I'll answer it. Police headquarters.
Will you send one of your policemen over to my house right away?
What's the matter, lady? Anything wrong?
No, I'm just lonesome. Oh, boy.
Hold it. Wait a minute here. Come back here, you guys. Hey, listen, this case called for my personal attention. Inspector O'Haley, I'm going to leave you in charge.
But, gee, Chief, I haven't got a badge.
Well, you'll find my badge lying around somewhere. Here, take my seat behind the desk.
Oh, all right. Ouch!
What happened?
I just found the badge.
I'll take care of that badge, O'Haley. I'm very fond of it.
Yeah, I'm kind of stuck on it myself.
Well, I've got to be going, boys. It's 5:15, and the chief always leaves on time.
I hope he's on the right track. Well, man, now I'm the chief. I'd like to have a big case come up right now so I could solve it before the boss comes back. You know... Hello?
Hello, Chief. This is Officer Clancy reporting. I just came across a man who was stuck up.
What'd you do?
I ignored him, the conceited thing.
Come in. Inspector O'Haley, Operator 23 reporting.
Okay, 23. Skidoo. I'll tell you what, man. Hello, this is Inspector O'Haley.
Honorable Inspector O'Haley, me need help right away. Me lost in Chinatown.
Chinatown? Why don't you get Charlie Chan to help you?
No can do.
Why not?
Me, Charlie Chan.
Charlie Chan?
Yes, me got important information.
Information? What is it?
Me tell you when I see you.
Well, where are you?
Me tell you that too when I see you. Goodbye.
Boys, my big break has come. Come on, we're off to Chinatown. At last, I have an opportunity to become a public benefactor. You know, millions of people are afraid to go out in the street. They fear the yellow peril.
The yellow peril, what's that?
Come on, man, we're off.
Here's the car, Inspector.
Okay, wait a second, boys. There's a message coming through.
Calling all cars, calling car 72. Go to Joe's fruit stand and get me an apple.
Can I get an apple, too?
No, just one. That is all.
Come on, Chief. Let's get in the car.
What, and lose our parking place? Just say not.
Look, here comes the Chinatown sightseeing bus.
Where?
Good, let's flag it.
All right.
Hey, you.
What is it, Doctor?
Quick, take us to Chinatown. I'm looking for a lost Chinaman.
Hop in.
No, Charlie Chan. Well, we're in the bus.
Now, folks, on your left is 34th Street, which is between 33rd and 35th Street. 29th Street is next to 30th. All the rest are 31 except 42nd, which has Times Square.
Faster, driver, faster.
And here we have the Chrysler Building, an imposing and towering edifice, a tribute to the genius of Walter P. Chrysler.
Faster, faster.
I'm doing 60 now.
Apple, 2 for 5 cents. Apple, 2 for 5 cents.
Look out, you're going to hit that fruit cart.
On the left, we have the Empire State Building, Woolworth, Wall Street, Chinatown.
What happened to the battery?
It went dead.
Well, here we are, Inspector. This is Hold Your Tongue's restaurant.
Okay, let's go in. Are you Hold Your Tongue?
Yes, sir.
Well, we're looking for Charlie Chan. Have you seen him?
Charlie Chan? Oh, sure. Missed him last night.
Who is he with?
Newsreel and Silly Symphony. Me also see Jack Haley picture, flea preview.
You mean it was a free preview?
No, me flea picture preview.
Well, mind talking to you. I'm not going to talk to you. Who's that intelligent-looking Chinaman? Hey, who are you? What's your name?
My name, Long.
What's your first name?
Oh, So.
Oh, Oh, So Long.
So Long, me go now.
Wait a minute. We're going to search this room. Say, you got a lot of nice Chinese bric-a-brac here.
Once again, please, me no catch first time.
I said bric-a-brac. Don't you know what bric-a-brac means?
Oh, sure. Me see him in movies. Frank Buck, bric-a-brac alive.
I'm Inspector Haley, see? I'm looking for Charlie Chan. He's lost.
Me look in Book of Wisdom. It tell everything.
Yeah.
Confucius say regarding man lost when the ectoplomastic and corporeal entity...
Tippy-tippy-chin.
Irretrievably failed...
Go away with that stuff. Wait a minute, fellas. I got it. Hold your tongue, as Charlie Chan. Grab him in. Grab him.
One second. He can dance.
There's only one thing to do with an arch criminal, and that is to shoot him.
Just a second.
Man, get your gun.
Let me say a few words, Inspector.
No.
Let me say just three words.
No. Men, ready?
Please, don't be cruel. Let me say two words.
Men, aim.
Oh, let me say just one voice.
All right. Just one word and no more. What is it?
Help!
Now, friends, we're coming to the end of tonight's Log Cabin Jamboree, and Jack Haley has a very important announcement to make. All right, Jack.
Folks, as you know, tonight is our last Log Cabin Jamboree, and I want you to know we certainly appreciate the encouragement and support you've given us through your many letters. They've shown your appreciation of our efforts, and we're certainly grateful to you. But let me remind you that the best way you can show your appreciation is to continue to buy and serve Log Cabin syrup in your home from now on. And now, from all of us, from Wendy Barry, Virginia Verrill, Warren Hull, Ted Fiorito, and the boys in his band, from everyone in our Log Cabin Jamboree, not forgetting yours truly, Jack Haley, and from the makers of Log Cabin Syrup, let me say so long and a big thank you.
Thank you, Jack. And I'm sure all of our listeners appreciate that very gracious speech from you. And folks, for my part, all I want to say is that if you've really enjoyed these broadcasts, there's no finer way of telling us so than to try Log Cabin Syrup at least once. Tonight, or first thing Monday morning, ask your grocer for Log Cabin Syrup.
This is Jack Haley, your man Saturday, asking you to be my pal every Sunday by serving Log Cabin Syrup on your pancakes and waffles. So good night until sometime in the near future when again you'll be...
Charlie Chan was granted by the sponsors of the Charlie Chan program. Included on the program were the collections Lord and Lady Hoosers from Gangway and Easter Parade from S. Thousand Cheers. The Log Cabin Jamboree has come to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.